far-flung wars come home in an emotional way to a small town in Britain. That town is Wootton Bassett, and it's become well-known in recent years for its ceremonies honoring troops killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now it's at the center of a dispute. A Muslim group plans to hold demonstrations there protesting civilian deaths in Afghanistan. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
The people of Wootton Bassett in rural Wiltshire have seen a lot of grief for a small town. Dozens of coffins have been driven through in recent years, and they, and increasingly others from around the country, turn out to salute and pay tribute. So the announcement by Anjem Chowdhury of the group called Islam for UK that he would lead a march there in which fake coffins would be carried representing the civilian casualties in Afghanistan has caused some anger. Chowdhury says it's not meant to be an insult, but a reminder.
We are obviously having a procession. It's in Wootton Bassett, that's correct. But it's not about the people there. It's not against them personally. Rather, it's to highlight the real cost of the war in Afghanistan.
Chowdhury was previously head of Al-Muhajirun, a group that was banned by the British government for glorifying terrorism. But many of its members have now appeared again in the organisation Islam for UK. Chowdhury has a history of courting controversy and not always following through with his plans. He admits the planned march in Wootton Bassett would be something of a media stunt.
The sad reality of the situation is that if I were to hold it somewhere else, it would not have the media attention that it has now.
Many people in Wootton Bassett, like former Mayor Chris Wannell, are appalled at the suggestion of such a march.
I would like to say that we in Wootton Bassett, we don't do what we do for any political reason at all. We do it to respect those people who've given their lives for our freedom, and also to try and help the families in their grieving process. If this man has any decency about him, he will not hold his march through Wootton Bassett.
Wannell is not alone. 400,000 people have joined a Facebook protest against the planned march. But perhaps more unusually, it's also brought to the forefront several Muslim groups set up very recently to speak out against Islamist extremism. Perhaps the most striking group to emerge is called British Muslims for Secular Democracy, or BMSD. The group's website has clips of a recent protest that gently mocks extremist demonstrators and their slogans.
I support an ideology that I want to see take over the world. Liberal democracy.
I have a message for those who insult Islam. Let's agree to disagree.
The director of BMSD is Temina Kazi, who says the establishment of such groups is a major step forward for the Muslim community, which has tended to circle the wagons when attacked in the past. Kazi says if Islam for UK goes ahead with the protest, British Muslims for Secular Democracy will be there too.
We're actually writing a letter to Islam for UK at the moment, asking them to either cancel their demonstration or, at the very least, move it to a different location. And failing that, if they do go ahead with their protest anyway, we'll be out there counter-protesting with the British flag to show that ordinary Muslims do not agree with Islam for UK and are happy to publicly oppose them.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown has called the plans for the march offensive and disgusting. The Home Secretary Alan Johnson said he will back any request from police or local government to ban the march. But the president of the Association of Police Officers, Sir Hugh Orde, a former chief constable in Northern Ireland, said people have the right to march. Others might not like it, he said, but that's it. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.